You're listening to a High Voltage Radio Network podcast. Find more at highvoltageradio.com.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Down with the king!
Yo, you know what it's about, so let's tell them why you're mad.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I'm mad!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now for something completely different.
It's time for a royal rant, presented by the Kings of Sport.
Welcome to the Kings of Sport, the program that is changing the game one show at a time, a.k.a. the world's most dangerous sports show, a.k.a. iTunes' longest-running weekly episodic sports program produced and hosted by two or more African-Americans that are not affiliated with a major network. I'm your host, the Godfather, Nate Milton, joined, as always, by my partner in crime. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up live from Dallas, Texas, Marcus. I'm a Paul Heyman guy, Vanderberg. What's going on, brother?
What's up, Nate? How you doing?
I am doing good, my friend. It is WrestleMania weekend, and I have been keeping up with the events from my estate here in Virginia. But I know, and I think a lot of the listeners know, that you made the trek out to Texas this week. So I think what we're going to do is give the people just a little taste, just a little sample this week in a royal rant fashion.
Some appetizers.
Then next week, yeah, just an appetizer, you know, something to whet your palate. And then next week, we're going to give them the full WrestleMania experience. So I think this week, we're going to talk about, you know, kind of the sights and sounds and what you've been getting into down there in Dallas. And, you know, maybe a little quick recap of NXT, because you were in the house for what I'm sure is going to end up being a show that ends up on a lot of people's best of the year list.
Yeah.
So let's kind of start from you touching down in Texas, and take us from there, brother.
Yeah, so I flew in Tuesday afternoon from Los Angeles and checked in, and later that night met up with Paul Heyman at his hotel. And
so is this the – because I know you've worked with Paul before and you talked with Paul before, but was this the first time you'd met him in person?
First time I met him in person. So I was supposed to meet him last December, actually, or at the house show in Los Angeles – or actually Inglewood, excuse me. And went to the show, didn't work out, so we didn't meet then. So this was the first time I actually met Paul in person.
Okay, so did you, were you marking out on the inside?
No, I mean I've met enough celebrities that it's not really a big deal. I'm trying to think of, I probably get more excited over meeting other journalists instead of other like wrestlers and stuff. So
so basically, like if you met Kevin Blackstone in the airport, you just flip out.
Yeah, well. I just, anyone who's not NABJ related, so like Kornheiser.
White journalist.
If it was, if it was Kornheiser, I would mark out.
So Kornheiser, Bill Simmons.
Nah, Simmons now. probably just Tony at this point.
Just Kornheiser. So that's the top of the list.
Yeah, right, oh, Jim Rome too. I haven't met Jim yet either.
Okay, I thought you were gonna say Jim Ross there for a second.
No, met Jim before. Other Ross. Yeah, so. Went to his place and met him and his team and sort of talked about what we were going to do the next day. And I'll get into the details next week about the shoot and stuff. But so that was my Tuesday night. Wednesday was all day with Heyman and his team. And Thursday was pretty uneventful. Did some work. But Friday, which was last night, made it to the NXT tapings and or the takeover show, and
now was this always part of your game plan for the week, or was this a last minute thing?
This was a last minute addition. So my original plan was Andreas Hale, friend of the show, got us tickets to go to ROH. And that was the plan originally. And part of the group ended up going to ROH. And then at the last minute, I had a change of plan. So me and Andreas went to NXT. And what a show.
I was going to say, I think no shade on ROH, but I think you made the right call on that one.
Yeah, I made the right call. I don't want to say it was a show of the year, because it's only April, but I will say probably the match of the year will be Nakamura and Sami Zayn. That was incredible. Did you watch the show yet?
I've seen the big three matches. I saw, Nakamura, Zayn. I saw Joe and Balor, and then Asuka Bailey. I've seen those three.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, even the tag team match off the top with American Alpha was pretty good. Nakamura was over, as you would expect. A very physical match. Almost a little cringeworthy at time with some of the headshots. But I think he's going to be a definite star, not only in NXT, but in WWE as well.
Yeah, well, see, that was going to be my question, because I was like, just watching it. And just watching how they presented him on NXT and not making him this stereotype or this caricature, like, dude feels big time just on an NXT level. It's like, how long can they realistically keep him down there? Because it's like, man, if he gets half the reaction on the main roster that he gets in NXT, like, this guy's going to be one of your top guys.
Yeah, this is Nakamura. They did nothing to change him. Outside of his theme music, that's it. He's the same dude that you saw in New Japan, including the Bomaye, which they changed the name of it at least. But it's going to be hard for them to mess this up, even on the WWE platform. So I would say I would expect him to headline the NXT TakeOver show for SummerSlam in Brooklyn. And yeah. I would say probably by the end of the year, I would think he would be gone.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. And if you think about it, Marcus, this, like, one of the reasons why I like this show so much, at least the three matches that I saw, was that one of the issues you and I had going back to last year and kind of looking forward to the next year in pro wrestling was like, man, if you're an Asian person in the WWE, it might not be the right spot for you, but the way that they presented Nakamura and maybe even more so presented Asuka, I'm like, I think these two have a future on the main roster if they continue to portray them right.
Even Hideo, before he got hurt, I mean, he wasn't, they left him alone. They didn't, tinker with him too much. So that's a good sign. And I think, in addition to needing more black superstars, they could use more Asian superstars as well.
Yeah, I thought that match, I was surprised by the finish because I thought Bayley was going to retain, mm-hmm. but man, like, I can't say enough about Bayley, and she's another person, Marcus, who I wonder if they will be able to maintain her momentum on that main roster, because you can make the argument over the past 2 years, she is probably the most developed character in the company.
Yeah, actually bought a Bayley shirt today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So you're a hugger.
I'm a hugger. If I was at purple Yahoo colors, I'll buy it.
I was gonna say, plus you're black, so black dudes always rock purple.
Yes. So spoiler alert, she was at the NXT tapings today, so it doesn't look like she's going to be leaving right away to the main roster if that was the rumor. But she did wrestle today. Okay. So, and she addressed the loss and basically said, I lost to a great competitor in Asuka. And so she was, she was still Bayley. By the way, random side note. So at the show last night, security, clearly not working wrestling shows in the past, for telling people to sit down. And, there's a couple black dudes in front of us and, one of the black dudes was complaining to us about the security, and he said, "Yeah, that Eddie Kane looking motherfucker." I said, "Oh, five heartbeats, timely."
Shout out to Black on Black Cinema. For those that missed last week's show, you can go back and check it out. But maybe the most intriguing part to me, Marcus, and I still got to go back and watch the Austin Aries match, is the TNA influence on this show. Because you had Austin Aries in a match, you had Samoa Joe in a match, and Bobby Roode, newly free Bobby Roode, former TNA World Champion, was in the building. If you look at the social media, like the NXT, like they are tagging him. So it's no secret who he is. They're just not addressing, much like Aries and Joe, they're not addressing where they came from. Hmm. Yeah.
Poor
I think that'll be interesting, man. They like this is...
Actually, poor Eric Young.
Yeah. Oh, poor EY. Like, I wish They would have broke Storm off with a little bit more cheddar, and he could have stayed in NXT, because then we could have had Beer Money versus American Alpha. I think that would have been a fun little program.
Yeah, I wonder what Storm's thinking. Like, why did I come back here?
I mean, he came back for the money. But like, sometimes the money isn't everything. Yeah. But
when you're by yourself, money's no fun.
Yeah. Well, he can buy a lot of beer now. Not that the money's gone.
That's true.
So, speaking of Samoa Joe, what did you make of that main event, Marcus?
I didn't like the first match between the two of them, so I really wasn't too excited. I just wanted to see the entrance for Finn, and then after that, I was like, you know. But
coming out with the chainsaw, I know Dean Ambrose was like, come on, man.
And from where I was sitting, I was sitting on the floor, and there was no monitor, no feed inside the arena. So I couldn't see the chainsaw at first, and so I checked Twitter, and I saw the photos, but, once Samoa Joe got busted open, the entire flow of the match just changed, and it was a little annoying that the refs came down to stop it, but it also added to the feel of the match. So in that sense, it was probably a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think that those guys have great chemistry, obviously, and it's going to be interesting because we talk about people moving up. And I think, obviously, Samoa Joe is a guy that is ready to make that move. Obviously, Finn Balor, if he wants to go there, because there's been a lot of talk about, you know, him and a lot of people in NXT not wanting to go to the main roster, even though it's more money, moving up. So, do you think that we'll see one or both of those guys on the main roster by the end of the year, Marcus?
I think we'll see Samoa Joe for sure. I'm not... Balor... I mean, it sounds like Anderson and Gallows are coming and going straight to the main roster. So I guess I see them sort of doing their own thing at first and then sort of teasing a third person a la NWO. And then that's when you bring up Balor. So I think both by the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. Personally, I'd probably like to see them start in NXT just because I don't know if you debut those guys in the wrong city, I don't know if it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if those guys come up and instead of Chicago or Brooklyn or a place like that, they debut them in Memphis. Like, I don't know if they get the same reaction that they would if the crowd is educated from watching NXT. But I think, man, Balor's a tough one, because I could see Joe moving up maybe as soon as the post Raw Mania, the post Mania Raw.
He also wrestled on the tapings today. He wrestled Apollo Crews, who
that's gonna be a good
got
one.
Bumped from the main show to the non televised dark match. So I'm not sure if that says more about Apollo or about Elias Sampson.
I don't even know why they put those two together, man. It doesn't seem like I know you want to showcase Cruz, but that doesn't seem like the right opponent to, you know, give him some shine.
Yeah, it doesn't. By the way, so you're talking about locations of Raw. So they got the show in Dallas, of course. And then they have the show in LA, which LA crowd's sort of in tune.
Yeah.
And then they have London after that.
Hmm.
Might be a good place to debut a certain European NXT champion. And then after that, you have Hartford. So.
Okay.
And then the pay-per-view is in Chicago, so that'll be fun. Payback.
Yeah, yeah, that should be a good one. So I'm excited for WrestleMania, and we'll certainly talk about that next week, Marcus. But you mentioned the dark match, and then I need to let the people know about this real quick before we get out of here this week, Marcus. Mm-hmm. There was the sight of a former king, shall we
Speaking
say?
Speaking of dark.
are we going to get the big dark match at WrestleMania this weekend, Marcus?
So yes, after nearly 2 years of no communication whatsoever, I, Marcus Vandenberg, co-hosted the Kings of Sports podcast, Kings of Sport podcast, got the name show wrong, saw Al Fertitta today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big Nasty himself.
In the flesh.
Was he wearing a suit?
Yes, he was, I believe.
So he's got to keep the gimmick going.
Yeah, he was not dressed like me, who was wearing a New Day shirt and the Miami Marlins hat. So,
was it the Bootio shirt?
No, I have the other one, the unicorn one, because you know it's my mascot.
Ah, yeah, yeah, that's perfect.
No, it wasn't just in suit. He had a suit jacket and jeans.
Okay, so he was half limited again.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it was a worksheet, brother.
But yeah, I talked to him. Did not mention the show. He did not mention the show or Nate.
So you are a better man than me, because I would have brought that up within the first minute.
Yeah, it was at the NXT tapings at Access, so I was like,
okay,
and it was loud, and maybe not the place to go in after him, but. He's going to be at the media section tomorrow for WrestleMania, so I'm going to politely ask him if he would like to sit down and explain himself in front of my cell phone.
Oh, this is great. This is great. I can easily see this going a couple different ways.
I think he'll do it. It's not like he didn't talk to me. It's not like he, you know, dislikes us, probably. It's just...
I'm surprised he talked to you, because if there's anybody he would have had heat with.
He doesn't listen to the show, I'm guessing.
It would have been you for all those times you shot down his Bray Wyatt theories.
Yeah, how's Bray Wyatt doing, by the way?
not even
put on the show.
No. Nope. So you're headed to WrestleMania tomorrow. Are you doing anything with the Hall of Fame tonight? Or are you just going to catch that in your hotel room?
No Hall of Fame. Actually going to the Mercury Rising show, which is going on tonight.
Okay.
Bunch of indie
guys. So no Wale Mania for you.
No, that was on Thursday. No.
Oh, that was Thursday?
Yeah,
I thought that was tonight.
No, it was Thursday.
Okay.
I did not get my invite from Court Bauer. I will keep waiting. Maybe next year.
I would have liked it. I would have liked to have been there just to see Wale and Jim Ross in the same room. Like, what are they talking about?
My God. Yeah, I saw Jim. Jim was sitting like five rows in front of us.
Okay.
Michelle Beadle was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that picture. I'm not like, I love Jim Ross, so I'm not going to speak ill of the man, but Michelle Beadle, not a favorite on at least on this side of the show.
I know, but remember, I told you I met her during the fight week. She was cool.
Yeah, well, and then here's the other thing, and I know people change and this and that, but to never come out and explain like the switch on your stance about the WWE
after
she made that whole stink about Mayweather and Triple H was there, and I'm never watching them again. I'm cutting them off, and then the next thing you know, we see her. I think she was in a picture with Triple H and Stephanie at SummerSlam last year.
No, the stance just ended. It happened during, I think, a Raw in L.A., so February.
Yeah, that's it. It was the Raw in L.A.
Yeah.
And then, now she's here at WrestleMania. It's like, I mean, I understand. Like, yeah, you say something one week and you might have a change of opinion, but to not even address it, and then like when people are hitting her on Twitter with like, I thought you said you weren't gonna watch this anymore. She's like snapping at those people. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Be better, Beetle.
Yeah, but the show tonight is pretty interesting. Got some Ibushi's on it, Gargano, Tommy Inn, Marty Scurll, Will Ospreay, Zack Sabre Jr.
Okay,
who is now in the Cruiserweight tournament for the summer, which should be fun. And Matt Riddle, who we did a story on Yahoo Sports this week, sort of about his background and coming from the UFC. And it was either this or this other show that was going on had a bunch of TNA people. And I was like, no way. I'm not watching Jeff Jarrett wrestle in 2016.
Oh, man. I need to stop hating on that man. Psh. The leader of Global Force Wrestling.
Yeah, how's that doing? How's that GFW TV deal working out?
No comment.
What a joke.
So, you know what's not a joke, though, Marcus?
What's that?
This show. And next week, we're going to officially kick off our fourth year in the podcasting game with lots of WrestleMania stories, some special guests, and a lot of fun, man, because there's a lot of stuff in the world of sports that we haven't even had a chance to get
what's
to.
What's the Final Four? Yeah. What's a John Jones?
What's a John Jones?
What's D'Angelo Russell? What's cheating on your fiance? What's that about?
Man, between Kyrie and party next door, and then D'Angelo and Swagger P, like I'm gonna need these dudes to get themselves together.
Yeah, and then baseball starts.
Tomorrow. Baseball starting on Sunday. Yep. Yeah, it's a big week in sports. So, if people want to talk to you about any of these things, Marcus, where can they hit you up at?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Marco Will, MarcoWill.
And you can follow me in the number 8, MozaiK, Nate Mosaic on Twitter. Follow the show, KOS_POD, CosPod on Twitter. I'm sure we might be tweeting out tomorrow night during the big event out in Dallas, Texas, out in Jerry World. So, for those of you that are wrestling fans, and if you're listening to this show, I'm sure... most of you are. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the show on Sunday evening. And get ready for your man, Roman Reigns.
Yeah. I'm probably going to have a live chat going on Yahoo Sports tomorrow during WrestleMania. So I will, if I get that going, I'll post a link on the Facebook page.
Sounds good. That way Jermaine can bitch about Roman Reigns to
on
you.
On a national level. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, it's on a national level. Shout out to you, Jermaine, who I think he's officially conceded on our Hawks-Bulls bet.
They might be out of the playoffs. They might not make the playoffs.
No. It's a sad day for Jermaine, but you know what will cheer him up? Some booty-os.
When the Cubs choked? Oh, yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Royal Rant Special WrestleMania Edition. Marcus, have fun out there.
Thank you.
Tell Brother Nasty I said what's up.
I will. I'll pass it along.
All right. So, for Marcus Vandenberg, I am the Godfather, Nate Milton. I was trying to think of something clever there, but you know what? I'll just hit y'all with a Roman Reignsism since he's going to be the new champ. Suffer, suck a tan. Because you've been down with the king.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, that's it for this edition of the Royal Rant. Agree with our take? Think we're off base? Or maybe you've got something completely different that you need to vent about. Well, tell us why you're mad on Facebook, facebook.com/thekingsofsport, or on Twitter, Cospod on Twitter. That's KOS underscore POD, Cospod on Twitter.
Time is really wasted. There's no guarantee. Smile is in the making. You gotta fight the powers that be. Got so many voices.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?